Hello.
And welcome back to the 5 Minute Philosophy Podcast. What has it been, like 5, 6 months? Which I do apologize for, but I'm back. Who knows for how long, but I will try to be consistent. But I hope you're all well. If anybody is still listening to this as I come out of the cave, no pun intended. But today I'm going to be talking about Aristotle. Because why not? As we all know by now, 4th century BC, around about, philosopher, a student of Plato, actually, so claim to fame on his behalf. And his works ranged, great range, from political commentaries, studies in biology, actually, mainly, logic, man of many talents, you might say. But here, in this episode, I'm going to be focusing on his ethics, specifically his Nicomachean Ethics, which is the book title, published in 350 BC, so quite vintage, you might say. And especially, we're going to be looking at book two, where Aristotle talks about what is now known as the golden mean. So in this whole work, Aristotle is focusing on the virtues and how we can lead a happy life, a eudaimon life, because, I don't know, this whole concept in Greek is called eudaimonia, which is basically flourishing, happiness. It's also translated as whatever you like, really. But here, so we're going to be talking about virtues, and not just that we should practice them, which is a bit of a given, but also how we can identify them and what constitutes these virtues, what is their nature. And that is what the golden mean tells us. I'm going to kick it off with a quotation. I know we love those. So in book two of the Nicomachean Ethics, Aristotle states that it is in the nature of moral qualities that they are destroyed by deficiency and excess. And this is where the idea of the mean comes into. So Aristotle thinks of virtues and vice as on a kind of scale or spectrum. So where if you imagine in your mind palace a line where on the left-hand side you've got a vice and on the right-hand side you have a vice. So and then right in the middle they meet, and that is where the virtue stems from. That is the pinpoint that we're talking about. So for example, you could have on the one hand cowardice, a severe lack of courage, I suppose, is the virtue we're talking about. And then on the other side of the spectrum, you have maybe recklessness, you could call it, which is an excess of courage. But then in the middle they meet, and you have the golden nugget that we are searching for, which is just courage as it is. Not too much, not too little, as Goldilocks would say. Maybe that's why it's called the golden... Oh, no, there's nothing to do with gold. Anyway, yes. Okay, so that is the basic premise. And to add an extra dimension to this, to just spice you up even more, Aristotle states that this mean is individually determined. So it's not just that it's some sort of impersonal structure that we kind of have to tap into. But instead, he writes, the mean is relative to us, which is again in book two. So, yeah, take from that what you will. So if we think about this, we could think of it in a kind of a practical sense, where Aristotle is telling us how we ought to act. We should act not too much, not too little, just in the middle. But if we think about this, this is perhaps quite unhelpful. So if we imagine a conversation with Aristotle, I ask Aristotle, bro, how do I become a good person? He's like, virtuously. Okay, how do I do that? Don't be too over the top, but don't not do enough. You know, just go straight down the middle. And, you know, I come away from that conversation really no much better off than I was. He's just saying, just act according to the mean. But, you know, seeing as it's individually determined, this is not a very practical advice from Aristotle. So I hate to break it to you. but so perhaps we could say that prescriptively, as in like if he's prescribing how we ought to act, it's not very helpful. But if we want to be nice to Aristotle, give him some credit, give credit where credit's due, we could read his account more descriptively, where he could be seen as more successful in this light, where he, instead of telling us how to act, he is showing us how to identify the virtues or what their structure, nature is, and their placement in the grand scheme of things, which is maybe a more generous line to take, but who knows? So that is all. I've gone over by 30 seconds. See, I'm out of practice, but I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I hope I'm back soon, but no promises. Bye for now.